So we have our final batch now, which is batch number 9, with myself and Kath. We've got 4 more stories for you, and Kath's going to do the headlines first now.
Okay. Police arrest pervert in B&M after he tried to meet boy 14 at Festival Park, and Stokey Mum's heartfelt tribute after losing 19 family members to cancer.
Wonderful. And mine coming up, we have got Microsoft then, but it's Moorcroft. Moorcroft Pottery saved from closure as founder's grandson buys the business. And then I've got for you £9.8 million unit to cut Royal Stoke waiting list backlogs is now open. So over to Kath, who's going to do the first story for you.
Police arrest pervert in B&M after he tried to meet boy 14 at Festival Park. Pervert Christopher Knights wanted to meet a 14-year-old boy at Festival Park following sex chats. But the 54-year-old had been communicating online with an undercover police officer purporting to be the 14-year-old child. Officers arrested the defendant at Leek B&M last year, and he said, "I blocked him a week ago." The communication had started on Fat Guy and then moved on to WhatsApp. Prosecutor Barry White told Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court he wanted to meet up with the 14-year-old for sexual activity with discussions around meeting at Festival Park. On WhatsApp, the child said he was 14 and the defendant said that he was age 53. Arrangements were made to meet up. Knights of Crusoe Street, Leek, pleaded guilty to attempted sexual communication with a child between April the 10th and May the 2nd, 2024. Hamish Noble, mitigating, said Knights had a long-standing difficulty with alcohol. Mr. Noble added, "It was a big mistake. He describes himself as being stupid. He simply should not have done it. He knows that full well." He said Knight's long-standing relationship had ended and he had lost his job. He said the profile initially said he was age 19 on the Fat Guy site. Mr. Noble added he may have been thinking he was speaking to a 19-year-old. There was some encouragement. He did lose his job. Since then, 120 job applications and 10 interviews, but no job. Things have been difficult for him. His life has changed significantly. He is drinking less. He is quite isolated. He is looking for work. There is a realistic prospect of rehabilitation. Knights has been handed a 9-month prison sentence suspended for 18 months. It includes a 30-day rehabilitation activity requirement and 100 hours unpaid work. Judge Richard McConaughey said, "You communicated online with a profile that you understood to be a 14-year-old boy. You fairly rapidly learnt the profile was 14. The chat became sexualized. You discussed sexual activity and even discussed where it might be you could meet up. But you did not take any direct steps to meet up, and when arrested, you indicated that you had blocked the profile. I do consider there is a realistic prospect of rehabilitation for you. You had the good sense to admit to the police what you had done in general terms." Knights is now subject to a 10-year sexual harm prevention order, and he has been placed on the sex offenders register for the same period.
Many thanks for that. So my first story now is Moorcroft Pottery is safe from closure as the founder's grandson buys the business. A Stoke-on-Trent pottery giant has been saved from liquidation and returned to family ownership. Moorcroft Pottery has been purchased by Will Moorcroft, who's the grandson of the company's founder, William Moorcroft. The firm, which was established in 1913, went bust in April after 100 years in business. Directors blame the ever-growing pressures of the cost of living crisis for the sudden closure, which resulted in 57 workers losing their jobs. But now Mr. Moorcroft has secured the company name along with its assets, bringing the business back into family control. It was sold after Will's father retired in 2006. In an interview with the BBC, he said, "It's nice to have the opportunity to bring it back into the family fold. I'm very proud to have been able to pick up the keys." Will Moorcroft now hopes to return the company to its former glory, although he cannot confirm whether all the company's staff will be able to return to their posts. He added, "We'll do our best to make it work the best we can and get everybody back who wants to come back doing what they do best, which is producing beautiful Moorcroft. The faith in the product is there. We just have to ensure that we can get the collectors, new and old, to keep the faith. It's made in Stoke-on-Trent. It's got the back stamp to show that. All the staff are local. It stays local. And for the city, it's fantastic news for it to be continuing." Over to Kath now, who's going to do her final story in Batch 9.
Stokey Mum's heartfelt tribute after losing 19 family members to cancer. A Stoke-on-Trent mum of two took part in a 10-mile charity challenge in memory of 19 family members she's lost to cancer. Dougie Mac supporter Paula MacDonald from Smallthorne took part in the charity's Moonlight Walk on June the 20th. The 56-year-old walked in memory of her mum and dad, as well as her grandma, cousin, aunties and uncles. Paula, who suffered two heart attacks in her 40s, said, "I have wanted to do the Moonlight Walk for many years, but didn't have the health or the courage to do it. This year, I went for it to raise as much money as I could to say thank you to the Dougie Mac team for the care and support they have shown my family." Paula's mum was just 51 when she died from cancer, just 17 months after the birth of her first grandchild in 2000. Paula's dad then passed away when Paula's second son was 12 weeks old in 2009. "My mum was in Dougie Mac for a week before she died, and my dad was in for 2 hours before he passed away," explained Paula. "The care they received was exceptional in different ways. The compassion and support we received from Dougie Mac, at home and in the hospice, from early diagnosis to end of life, was so invaluable. With my mum, the staff opened the family room for visitors so we could all be together and even provided us with sandwiches and refreshments. During respite at Dougie Mac, my dad was able to choose memory blankets for my sons. They were made by a group of volunteers and so beautifully made. They are still used today by both of my sons. The care didn't stop with my mum and dad either. It extended to the family, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Following my mum's death, they gave us advice about what happens next, like getting a death certificate, registering her death and letting everyone know. They provided a list of funeral directors and told us what to do with the medical equipment and medication we had at home, things we had never done before. They also offered bereavement counselling. The nurses offered a sense of calmness through the storm and a deeper understanding of our pain, hurt and loss. All the staff were amazing and were full of support whenever we needed them. They cried with us, laughed with us, and even hugged us when we needed it most. They really were with us every step of the way. It's little things like that where staff go above and beyond that you remember. Because of that care, I decided to walk 10 miles in memory of my family who have died, and also for my family who have struggled with cancer more recently and are on the road to remission. Paula was supported at the Moonlight Walk by her partner Paul, who lost his mum to cancer 5 years ago, and was proudly wearing a pink high-vis with the names of her family emblazoned on the back. She added, "I walked with appreciation and my heartfelt thanks to the Dougie Mac for their support and continuous hard work." Deborah Vickers, Head of Business and Events Fundraising, said, "We are very grateful to Paula and every single person who signed up to take part in any of our events. The Moonlight Walk was a fun event that brought hundreds of people together to support their local hospice. We met at St Peter's Academy, Fenton, where our walkers were greeted by an entertainment stage with live music, refreshment stands and a glitter station. There was a short warm-up before it was time to hit the streets at 10 p.m. Well, our Moonlight Walk was a fun, lively event. Many of our walkers were taking part in memory of a loved one who had been cared for by Dougie Mac, which also made the walk very special. As part of the route, there was an opportunity to stop at Dougie Mac's adult services in Blurton, where participants had the chance to pause and remember their loved ones. And for the first time since the amalgamation of the Donna Louise into Dougie Mac, there was an opportunity to remember children and young adults in our Moonlight Garden at our Children and Young Adult Services Unit in Trentham.
Great story there. So the final story now for batch number 9 of local news and features is £9.8 million unit to cut Royal Stoke waiting list backlogs are now open. A new state-of-the-art day case unit has opened to help tackle hospital waiting list backlogs. The £9.8 million facility, launched by the University Hospitals of North Midlands NHS Trust, UHNM, you can tell I've said that a lot, will offer thousands more patients quicker access to day case surgery. The unit, based at County Hospital in Stafford, is a dedicated space for patients requiring collateral upper gastroenterology, orthopaedic or ear, nose and throat surgery. It will help free up more space at main theatres at both Royal Stoke and County Hospital. Lee Ingham, MP for Stafford, cut the ribbon at the ceremonial opening. It's the latest stage of transforming the hospital into an elective hub, which means patients will be seen quicker at the UHNM hospital most appropriate for their needs. The purpose-built unit has almost double capacity from the existing 15 beds on Ward 8 to 28 and has been funded from NHS England's Targeted Investment Fund. It's been specially designed to maximise patient efficiency and flow, as well as providing a bright, spacious and welcoming environment. The reception area also features a vibrant sky inside ceiling to improve the experience for patients and staff. Dr. Simon Constable, UHNM Chief Executive, said, "We're extremely pleased to be able to open this fantastic purpose-built unit, enhancing County Hospital's reputation as a hub for low-complexity elective procedures. By further improving and extending our surgical facilities at County Hospital, we'll be able to offer thousands of patients each year with quicker access to day case surgery, helping to improve their quality of life whilst reducing waiting lists." Katie Thorpe, the UHNM Chief Operating Officer, added, "It's expected that by transferring more high volume, low complexity elective procedures from Royal Stoke to County Hospital waiting lists will reduce by reducing cancellations, protecting theatre sessions and future-proofing additional surgical care in a centre dedicated to elective care away from emergency and acute pressures." Lee Ingham, MP, said, "I was delighted to open this brilliant, modern, clean and sleek facility, which will have such an impact and give so much to the community to ensure that they get the best possible experience." Patient Scott Clements, 62, from Stoke-on-Trent, said, "Everything's been absolutely bang on. It's been really good. The unit is new and clean, and the staff have been fantastic. I couldn't recommend it enough." So, that's it for batch number 9. And Kat's laughing now. You're off to lunch now, aren't you?
Certainly am, yes.
And have a lovely lunch, because you're going to the New Vic. Yes. And we will see you again to read soon.
You will.
And thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye for now.